Phone Boy Speaks, episode 798, still locked.
There has been some press lately about the wireless carriers in the United States adhering to some guidelines about unlocking people's mobile phones, and depending upon the circumstances and you know, this far, because most handsets in the United States are sold locked to the carrier that sold them the handset. They are not in some cases you can't get them unlocked, or you couldn't get them unlocked. And in other cases, well, you know, even if you did unlock them, maybe there, you may not necessarily be able to use the device. And I think that's the bigger issue that we still haven't solved yet, is that devices that you might purchase unlocked can't be used on any carrier. It's you know, really confusing for users. The only handsets I think that are sold that could potentially be used on all carriers is the iPhone, because it's they all ship with CDMA radios and such. At least most of those that are sold in the United States can potentially be used. But the operators themselves haven't necessarily signed on to the fact that well, we're going to let you bring a random iPhone and come in, unless you're on AT&T or T-Mobile, which are GSM. But anyway, these unlocking guidelines are supposed to be, you know, give people reasonable expectation that if they buy a handset after they've satisfied their contract or some period of time, if you're a prepaid subscriber that after a year or something, that you can request an unlock and actually get it. And there's some other guidelines as well. And you know, the theory was that everybody should be, they've had enough time to implement this and it should be fairly straightforward. Now, one of the reports that came out after this started happening was really that the surprise, AT&T and Verizon were actually the best about this, and Sprint and T-Mobile, and you know, T-Mobile is particularly surprising because they've been more customer friendly than the other providers. Well, the Sprint and T-Mobile apparently have been worse about it, although T-Mobile has come out and said that we're actually doing better than that. The problem is that you really don't know, right? And it would be just so much easier, right, if the handset, the carriers didn't sell the handsets to begin with, that the handset, that you know, the technology would be standardized enough that I could just buy a handset and use it on any carrier I wanted. That's really what I want. You know, that's what I would consider unlocked, right? And this is the way it works in a lot of other countries, right? And even if you buy a locked handset, because all of the carriers in many countries use the same technology, we don't have this CDMA versus GSM bastardization thing going on. In other parts of the world, for the most part, the United States and Canada have this problem. And so, if you know, we all use the same standard, then it wouldn't be an issue, right? Or if we all used similar frequencies, it wouldn't be an issue. And unfortunately, in the United States, we have this mishmash of frequency and it's just, it's, and so buying a single handset that could use it and operate in any carrier effectively is, well, it's a little bit of a challenge, I guess. Except you know, Apple has figured it out, but you know, their handsets are insanely expensive, and so I think that's really, you know, what would solve this problem is completely unbundling it, right? We haven't gotten there yet. We are getting there with now the carriers are not wanting to subsidize the handsets, so they're offering them on installments. But you're still even if you can unlock the handset, you still can't necessarily use it on the carrier you want, which I'd love to see. And I think we're a ways away from that in the United States. I think that's probably going to be another 10 years or something before that's even feasible. When everybody gets on LTE, which is happening, but it's taking its sweet time, as it were. So the unlocking thing, you know, I'm hoping that the issues that people are having with unlocking their phones through their carriers, that will sort itself out in due time. But really, the unlocking needs to be like, you know, as I say, any handset, any carrier. We're not there yet. And we're not going to be there, as I said, for at least another 10 years or so, in the United States at least.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phone Boy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.